if we can turn our attention to North Hants, missed out on promotion last year. Do you think this could be the year when they get into Division One?
Oh, I do hope so. That was gutting, wasn't it, really, last year? You could kind of see it just building a bit when they lost that game to Surrey, that Stuart Meeker, terrific spell, a draw with Middlesex. And then they beat Gloucestershire easily in the last game, but it wasn't enough because Surrey came up on the rails. And yes, I really hope they do it this year. You know, Jack Brooks has started well against Derbyshire. I know Northants lost that game, but he looks like he's up for it again. And we've got Carl Kurtz from the top order. I'm hopeful.
The whole process of editing Wisden and this whole thing that I'm sure every interviewer has said to you today about being the youngest editor in 70 years and the responsibility that you have, has that played on your mind at all when it came to producing this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's like handling a precious Ming vase, isn't it? You don't want to drop it. You don't want to be the first editor to misspell Wisden on the front cover for 149 years. I think I've got away with it so far. Yes, of course, you have to be able to justify your five cricketers of the year. You have to be able to justify the opinions you come out with in the editor's notes. But at the same time, it's a great challenge to be embraced. It's been going for so long, and here you're being handed the keys to this great institution, and I've really loved every minute. It's hard work, but a thrill.
Well, you can find out more information on the website, wisden.com. It's available now in all good bookshops, £50, and the large format is £60. It's edited by Lawrence Booth, and Andrew Rad sends his best.
Excellent. Say hello to Radders.